Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Christmas, Robert.
Yes, happy holidays. We're about to go into our brand new year, a second year for us.
Do you have any resolutions?
Oh my gosh. Wedding body ready? Yeah. Like everybody else, I guess. I mean, I'm going to be with them. It's going to be January, and I'm going to be at the gym with everybody else who's like, oh, this is going to be my year. No, this one has to be my year.
Robert, may I suggest something?
Yes, please.
Okay. The last year, this one year, when I was in Asia, and I said the same thing. But this was a very post-COVID year. It was very much in the rear view, but it was popping back up. And the gym that I was going to use at the embassy just constantly was closed down.
Yeah.
So I broke out my weights, and I did about a month and a half of weight training at home.
Wow.
First thing I would do in the morning, in between lighter weights and body weight, I cannot advise that enough.
Yeah.
For that first month, it is really easy. It is very easy to fall off the gym wagon.
Yeah.
Don't be a statistic.
Yes.
And this is how I did it. And it, once I got going at home, it was easier for me to start at the gym and stay going at the gym.
Yeah.
I
like it.
Just something that I found success with in the past. And that is what I'm going to be doing myself.
Oh, our best year.
Is that your only resolution?
Maybe some surprise guests.
Oh, on the podcast.
On the pod, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to surprise me?
Maybe.
Because usually I'm the one that plans the guests.
Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll change this year.
Oh, okay. Did you get into anything arty for the past week?
You know, really just leaning into the gifts and the artistic creativity that people had in giving gifts throughout the season. But then also the art of present wrapping. Should not be lost on anyone. That is a task.
That is a craft.
Yes. You get themes that, like, maybe
you have
everyone doesn't
schemes.
Know. Yes. Yes.
And the color schemes tie into your ornaments of the year and which theme you're leaning. Are you doing color? Are you doing neutrals? Are you doing metallics?
Yes. It was fun. It was fun to kind of see what direction everybody was going in. Mm-hmm. That they were taking their own artistic, creative outlook into how they were presenting their gifts this year.
Leave it to us to make that connection.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to go to the WP, the Works on Paper Gallery party with Jake Weinstein as a goodbye. It was the goodbye to Clanker, but unfortunately that was the night that it snowed in Philadelphia, or iced in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't get around to that. But we just recorded, not the conversation that you guys are about to listen to, but we recorded in between two productions of The Nutcracker at the Academy of Music.
Yeah.
And that was quite exciting. And I think we get credit for that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that was great.
So be sure to listen in next week to hear the special guests that we have then, because I can't think of a better way to kick off 2026. I also can't think of a better way to say goodbye to 2025 than with the conversation that we have queued up.
Exactly. Such a beautiful spirit. Let's get on to the conversation. Greetings. This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich that it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me always is my producer, Lucinda Deggerland.
Bonjour.
And today we have Carla Gamble.
Hello.
And we're welcome. So happy to have you.
I'm so excited to be here, honestly.
Finally.
I feel really good, you know? Yeah. Like really comfortable. And
that's good.
Let's talk.
I love that. Mm-hmm. All right. As we do with all of our guests, we want to bring you back. We want to find out what's the journey that brought you to music. What moments, both big and small, directed where you are today?
Wow. So I grew up singing in church, on the choir. My grandmother, my mom is a great singer, and my aunt is a beautiful singer. And I would go, I would do some solos sometimes. I'm very shy. If you guys don't know, I'm very shy.
Stop. No.
I know, but it really, I just love the energy and just, you know, everyone's so supportive. And it was just like, you know, oh, I have a voice. I need to use this voice. And so I started to sing with my aunt, and we wrote songs together, and she created like a record label for me to actually, for me to just promote my music and write together. She would sneak me into clubs I wasn't really old enough to get into. It was this popular spot in Philadelphia called the Five Spot, and Black Lily, and I was like 13 in there, and Flowetry was there, and it was a beautiful moment. I started doing poetry, and I was like 9 years old. I wrote like my first poem about my dad, and everyone loved it, and they were like, you're a poet, and like you really got some lyrics going on there, and you're a singer. And I was like, let me see how I can mesh the two, you know? So, yeah, the roots... church, family, believing in myself, people believing in me, my friends, my family. I grew up in a like supportive group of people.
Yeah.
And they were like, you got it. So you go do it.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, you know, I love this. We love supportive family.
We love supportive family. And Robert, last week when we recorded with Olivia, who sings opera, we mentioned this offline, Carla. Robert said church is the only place where you can perform 52 plus times a year. And that really made me think,
with,
huh?
With audiences that could be different for every mass.
Or service.
Or service. And have community around that.
Yeah.
You get to practice so much together. You get to experiment in ways that you wouldn't if there was more structure around doing it through schooling. And so it's a beautiful place to be able to find how you do it best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. And so here I am today making albums and, you know, going around the world to sing for people and, you know, writing music that inspires people and lifts them up, because that's what I do. Like, I love to write music that makes you feel good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. How was the start of that journey? Like, what's the process like to record and to... Mm-hmm.
then put that album together for the very first time to then be able to go out and promote. Right?
Nice. So much love and support to Rec Philly. Nice. Because we need spaces, of course, like this. Yeah. Creative Hub Studios in Philadelphia are a major part of how to just be in the loop of things, connected musicians. I have a band. I always wanted my own band. Like, I grew up like, I want the keys and I want the bass and I want the drums. I want it all. Mm. And I got it. And it's just like to have my dreams come into fruition. The joy.
Yes.
The joy. Yes. The joy. I just feel so blessed and honored. And they trust me. I trust them. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, when you connect with musicians, it's just like, okay, got the music. I'm a lyricist. Mm-hmm. And I want to put this down. And then getting with them and, you know, making it work. Yeah. It's just like, okay, let's do this. Let's record. I think a lot of studios, I knew about a lot of studios. Mm-hmm. Like, as time, you know, went on with me and Philly. And it was just like, okay, let's, you know, connect. Let's go to the place. Let's book the studio time. Let's get in there. It's really nothing to it but to do it.
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, totally. If you have it in your mind, you have the dream, you have the goal, you got to just go for it.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, so recording to now is, I just go in and go do it, you know, trying to find that peaceful space of my own to make it so that it translates to you guys the way that I and writing it, you know? Oh, I like you, Robert.
I like you too, Carla. This is great.
You kind of mentioned your aunt, but was there a certain person in your life who recognized and then championed your talents through this process?
So,
or was your aunt really that person, that light?
Yeah, so a lot of my soul music that I've been creating for many years since I was a child, I was really inspired by my dad. He was someone that really listened to a lot of like soulful music and a lot of bands. Like, he loved Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes. So you know, it's energy. It is energy. And I feel like that's what music does. If it's not giving, like, you, I literally feel chills when I'm hearing music that is so good. Yeah. And like, you just resonate like immediately. Okay. So my dad, he really just kind of gave me that. And it was just like, yeah, we listen to good music. He wasn't a singer. Right. He didn't really do, you know, too much on the music side, but he was just really into it. And that really helped me. And then my aunt, she, you know, later she just was like, yeah, like, you got this. Let's do it. Right. So it was a mixture.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Were your aunt and your dad, were they brother sister?
No. So my aunt is, she's my mother's sister.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Female empowered and feel good lyrics run through your work.
We love.
Love. Get Right. Is Lucinda's new power song.
Yes, I love
Can
that.
Somebody like just play it in the background whenever I walk into a room?
Yes. Yes.
Please do that.
Was there someone in particular that inspired you for that song?
Yes. So there is a house legend, Lady Alma. You guys definitely have to listen to her when we've done this.
Yeah.
She does house music and she is very inspirational. And I met her when I was very young, doing a show for Power 99, and we later connected, and I was like, wow, you just rock. Like, you're just everything. And she inspired me to write this song. It's a house song, so it's like a soulful house. Yeah. And it just really gets you moving. And I always tell people, listen to it as like your morning cup of tea or with your coffee, you know, because it's gonna get you pumped. It's gonna, if you listen to the words, you're gonna just be inspired, you know. And it's just like, never give up, follow your dreams, you know, get right. Like, get right to what you want to do, because nobody's gonna do it for you. And you gotta, gotta do it.
Oh,
for sure,
that.
For sure. And of course, you know, music, just, you know, hearing music always gets my ideas going. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I got the inspiration going, got the music going, and we put it together, and it's a song. Yeah. And it's a good song.
Oh. It's a good
Listen
song.
Listen to think so.
James Brown, Prince, Chuck Brown. We spied YouTube clips of you covering these artists. But if you could collaborate with any living artist, specifically one from the Philadelphia area, who would it be and why?
I would definitely say Jill Scott. She's always like my first go-to. I love Jill Scott. Erykah Badu.
Oh.
I love, I actually love Doja Cat. And I just love her style. I love Doja. She's an amazing performer, first of all.
Yeah.
I would say Chill Moody. He's a great artist in Philadelphia. He's a rapper. The Ball Bay. He's a great rapper. He was just an Enquirer. And also, Layla Hathaway, she's an amazing vocalist. And there's a DJ that I actually would love to collaborate with. He's from London, called At Jazz, and he does like a lot of like jazz music. Black Coffee does a lot of like house music too. So DJs, so I'm getting into that, because DJs are like the world,
right?
We need to pay them all the attention, because they do a lot. So yeah, I would definitely say, amongst other people, any artist, honestly, I always tell people, if you want to collab, just hit me up. I am so available to, this is music.
Exactly.
This is what I live for. Let's do it.
Let's create it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So,
So, Carla, let us know, what can the audience see you in the next couple of months?
Awesome. So I am now recording new music, which is exciting.
What's the inspiration here?
The inspiration is jazz and house. So the fusion of it.
Okay.
And I'm excited to let you guys hear that when it comes out. I will be at the Foster's Club. That is in Maniunk.
Okay.
And I will be there February 7th. I'm doing a show with Lady Alma, Ursula Rucker, have my band. It's going to be an amazing night. I was a grantee for the Black Music City grant that was from Rec Philly, WXP, and RTI. And I actually did a documentary on house music and the legendary house music in Philadelphia, King Britt, Ursula Rucker, Lady Alma. So we're actually going to show the documentary as well as perform. So it's going to be a full night, and I can't wait for people to come in and enjoy it. And I have something coming up in March, very huge event, and I'll keep you posted on that. It's going to be for Women's History Month.
Okay, great. And when that becomes concrete, you send me the link, and I'll post it in the show notes.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
love that.
That's perfect.
Love that. Carla, where can our audience find you online?
So I'm on everything. I mean, you can literally Google me, and I'll pop up. I'm on Instagram at The Real Carla Gamble. I am on Facebook, Carla Gamble. I'm on Threads, Carla Gamble. Anywhere, YouTube, Carla Gamble. My music will come up. Spotify, just type in Carla Gamble. I'm trying to get more people over to my Spotify, so listeners, please go over.
Exactly.
Yes, link to Spotify.
Go from the show over to the music, guys. Yes. Check it out.
Yes, Apple Music. Everything's available. All of my music, my body of work is there.
Lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. Well,
Carla, thank you so much for your time
today.
Thank you
guys so much. It felt like a warm hug.
Yes.
You know, like, it really did.
That's good. We need it today. It's cold out.
It is cold. This was awesome.
we have a couple of rapid fire questions for you. Philadelphia art scene in one word.
Legendary.
Ooh. Oh, I love that. Nobody's ever said that.
Yes, that's true. It's a first. Cheesesteaks with whiz or without?
Without.
Okay. All right. People have gone like provolone in the past. I understand. We get it.
Vegans.
Yes.
Right.
We get a lot of vegans.
I just start eating meat, so.
Okay. Eat some others first before you go over to cheesesteaks, okay? All right. Your favorite Philadelphia neighborhood?
Northern Liberties.
I
love Northern Liberties.
Yes. Favorite venue that you've already performed in?
I would say my favorite venue, honestly, it would be World Cafe Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have history, a lot of history there. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
And then bucket list venue to perform in?
The Essence Festival.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm speaking that, manifesting that now.
I am going to the Essence Festival. Into the space. Yes.
I am going to the Essence Festival. Yes. Excellent. Need to be there for sure. Yeah.
Love it. Oh, Carla, thank you so
much. Thank you so much for joining.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
And everyone, check out Carla anywhere that you can find your music, as well as online on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and all the above. Thanks. Musician. Check out her music.
And she's coming out with new music soon, too. I actually just saw her out and about.
Yeah.
And we are ready for the jazz house fusion that Carla
coming our way.
Has come in our way.
All right. Other things that are going on.
Hit it!
The Philadelphia Orchestra presents Disney's Fantasia in concert from January 2nd through the 4th at the Kimmel Center.
The Philadelphia Chamber Music Society presents two upcoming performances, Dover Quartet on January 4th.
As well as Emmanuel Acts on January 6th. And
two late guys. Sold out.
Sold out.
Ensemble Arts Broadway Series presents Suffs from January 6th through the 18th.
Taste of Exile and Manifesto on January 10th and 11th, a free multi-sensory journey popping up at the Prince Center.
Edna Andrade's Bright Objects is ongoing at Locke's Gallery until January 10th, and also until January 10th.
Thomas Pontone, Moving Toward the Sun at 5U Space.
Flow States by Lauren Mabry in Chimera by Sarah Pater at Pentimenti Gallery until January 17th.
Until February, there's a group show, Materiality, at Bridget Myra Gallery.
Henry Rousseau, A Painter's Secrets at the Barnes.
Dream World, Surrealism at 100 at the PMA.
A Usable Past, Reflections on a Nation and Its Inheritance at the Museum for Art and Wood.
Also at the Museum of Art and Wood is another rendition of Gallery Groove 2026.
Hell yes.
February 20th. Grab your tickets today and dance the night away.
Finally in March, the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society's 40th anniversary celebration, and that will be on the 31st.
And with that, Philly has heart.
And art!
Thanks for tuning in to Philly Has Heart, your weekly cultural update. Until next time, keep creating, keep connecting, and remember, Philly has heart. And art!